Also sich in der Schwach ist geschrieben, wenn Yehud mit sich das Eivin, das haben wir gewohnt. Chine bei Yosef, ich habe Abner Bas, we had an inn, and the owner, who was a guy, returned to the inn on Shabbos after having been away before Shabbos began. The question arose whether they can lease their rights from the guy on Shabbos, and they would each relinquish their rights to one of the Eden, and they would have to do that because the original Eivin was rendered ineffective with the presence of the guy. Do we say that leasing rights is like creating an Eivin, just like an Eivin has to be done before Shabbos, so to the leasing of the rights from the guy has to be done before Shabbos, or do we say that leasing rights is like relinquishing rights? And just as relinquishing rights may be done on Shabbos, and maybe leasing rights from the guy could also be done on Shabbos. Rav Chanina ben Yosef said to lease the rights on Shabbos. Rav Asi said that it could not be done. Rav Chiya bar Abba said, let us rely on Rav Chanina ben Yosef and lease the rights on Shabbos. After Shabbos, they asked Rav Yochanan what the halacha was. He told them that they acted properly by leasing the rights on Shabbos. Then Adoy asked, I, we find that Rav Yochanan says that leasing rights is like making an Erev. Presumably that means, just as an Erev has to be done before Shabbos, so too leasing rights has to be done before Shabbos. No, Rav Yochanan means that leasing rights is like an Erev in that it can be done with less than the value of a pruta, it can be leased from an employee of the guy, and needs to only be leased by one representative of the chotzer. Rav Zeira scrutinized Rav Yochanan's halacha, trying to reconcile it with something that Shmuel said. Shmuel said three halachas about relinquishing rights, and they were explained by Rav Sheish. Number one, any situation where the people prohibit each other from carrying in the chatzah by not having joined the neiv, and they could have joined the neiv before Shabbos, but they did not. That is a case where they may relinquish their rights to one person of the chatzah and carry in that chatzah. For example, in the case of one chatzah within an outer chatzah, where the inner chatzah did not make an neiv. Number two, if they could have joined the neiv, but not doing so doesn't prohibit carrying in the chatzah, there they may not relinquish their rights on Shabbos, as in the case where two neighboring chatzahs have an opening between them, where they could have, but need not make a joint neiv. Number three, if they prohibit carrying in the chatzah, but could not have joined an Erev, they also can't relinquish their rights on Shabbos. For example, the case where two Yidden live in a chatzah with a Goy, in which case they prohibit each other, but may not join in an Erev if they didn't lease the rights of the Goy before Shabbos, since they could not have entered into an Erev. Rav Sheish says that Rav Zeir was bothered by Rav Yechon's sack because this last case of Shmuel says that one may not relinquish the rights in that case where the Goy is there. Rav Yechon says, I never heard of the first halacha. Shmuel Abaye said, you taught it to us in the following statement of Shmuel. Shmuel said, number one, the residents of one chatzah may not relinquish rights to the residents of another chatzah, and two, there's no relinquishing of rights in a ruin. You, Rav Yosef, explained that Shmuel said this first halacha only in regard to two neighboring chatzers with an opening between them. However, in the case of an inner and outer chatzer, since they can prohibit each other, they may relinquish rights to each other on Shabbos. Rav Yosef asked, how could I explain Shmuel in this way? Shmuel says that we follow the wording of the Mishnayos with regard to Erevin, and the Mishnah says people of a chatzer may relinquish rights, but presumably it means only if they are of the same chatzer. Abaye said, you explained to us that when Shmuel says that, Shmuel says, when he says that we follow the wording of the Mishnah, he was referring to a different Mishnah, which compares the case of a chatzer to a case of a mavi, but not in the case over here, like you referred to two chatzeres. We mentioned that Shmuel says there's no relinquishing of rights between members of different chatzeres, and there's no relinquishing of the rights in a ruin, where there is a ruin in between two houses. Rabbi Yechanan argues and says that relinquishing rights may be done in both these cases. We need to be told that they argue in both cases. Why? Because if they would only argue in the case of the chatzeres, we would say it's only there that Shmuel says there's no relinquishing, where each chatzer is made to be used by its respective house. However, in the case of the room where it's equally suitable to be used by both houses that it sits in between of, maybe he would allow relinquishing rights. And if we'd only say in the case of the room, we would say that Rabbi Yechanan only allows it there for the reason that we just said. But he would maybe agree with Shmuel in the case of two chatzeres. Abaye said, Shmuel said it's halacha of relinquishing between chatzeres only in regard to two neighboring chatzeres with an opening between them. Since they don't prohibit each other, they may not relinquish rights to each other. However, in the case of an inner and outer chatzer, since they prohibit each other, he would allow it. Rava says, even in the case of an inner and outer chatzer, at times Shmuel would allow it, and at times he would not. Rava explains, in a case where they made a joint Erev and placed it in the outer chatzer, and one member of the inner chatzer forgot to join, he can't simply relinquish his rights and thereby allow carrying, because who should he relinquish it to? He can't relinquish it to the people of the inner chatzer because their Erev is in the outer chatzer. He can't relinquish it to the people of the outer chatzer because Rava says that Shmuel doesn't allow this type of relinquishing from one chatzer to another. In a case where they made a joint Erev and placed it in the outer chatzer, and one member of the outer chatzer forgot to join, he could not simply just relinquish his rights and thereby allow carrying, because who should he relinquish it to? He can't relinquish it to the people of the outer chatzer because the people of the inner chatzer would be prohibited to carry because the Erev is no good and would therefore also prohibit the people of the outer chatzer. He can't relinquish the people of the inner chatzer because Rava said that Shmuel doesn't allow this type of relinquishing from one chatzer to another. Next, in a case where they made a joint Erev and placed it in the inner chatzer and one member of the inner chatzer forgot to join, he can't simply relinquish his rights and thereby allow carrying because who should he relinquish it to? He can't relinquish to the people of the inner chatzer because the Erev makes it that the outer people are in the inner chatzer as well, and he has not relinquished his rights to them. He can't relinquish to the people of the outer chatzer because Rava says Shmuel doesn't allow this type of relinquishing from one chatzer into another. The son of Yeshua asked, why can't he relinquish his rights to all the members of the Inner Chatzar and through the joint heir of thereby allowed to carry? Rava says that would only work according to Eliezer, who says that one need not relinquish to all the members of the Erev. However, according to Rabbanan, he must relinquish to all members, and he can't do so here because he can't relinquish to the members of the outer Chatzar. Finally, the last case, in a case where he made a joint Erev and placed it in the inner Chatzar, and one member of the outer Chatzar forgot to join. In this case, Shmuel would say that the inner Chatzar may carry within their Chatzar because they may effectively tell the people of the outer Chatzar, we've joined with you to enhance our rights, not to detriment them. Therefore, they can disassociate themselves from the outer Chatzar and can carry the inner Chatzar. The outer Chatzar would remain usher to carry. Carry on.